Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Today we're talking about thinking like an investor when it comes to your agency. Today's episode is sponsored by ePay Policy. Easier payments built just for insurance. If you aren't dealing with ePay, your life is way too hard in the payment processing world. I know, because I deal with them and I've dealt with other payment processors. Spoiler alert on which one the easy one was. ePay Policy was the easier one. Go to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on payment processing. These guys integrate with everybody. They have simplified accounting, daily batches, net funding. They integrate with all the agency management systems. They've got custom API integrations. They do all sorts of different things. Again, theinsurancestream.com, services for your agency and payment processing. We sure appreciate ePay Policy, not only for the sponsorship, but for coming into the insurance world in the first place, because I've been around in the insurance world, I believe, longer than ePay Policy has. I've been around for a while, but ePay's been around for a minute too. if they were around when I first started, I just wasn't aware, and that was a very difficult time. All right, so on today's insurance meditation, we are talking about thinking like an investor. When it comes to your agency, are you thinking about it like an investor would think about it? Are you thinking about it like starving day to day? How am I going to get the next deal? Who's going to close? There's the micro view, which is the one that a lot of us kind of default ourselves to, right? And that's the view of the salesperson. And we need those views because we have to have that balance. But to make the micro view go smooth and have more predictable income, more predictable revenue, more predictable activity, we have to zoom out and look at the macro view. So I found this 10-point checklist to, you know, that investors use when they're making a decision about what they should invest in. And ultimately, most of the time, you are the biggest investor your insurance agency is going to have. So you should be thinking about it like an investor, so that way your systems and your processes run the agency and you don't spend the rest of your life running it as a producer. So number one, past performance data. Now this is important for an investor. You should be looking at it too. What worked? What are your gross margins? What are your revenue growth? What's your monthly recurring revenue or your renewals? What's your net income? How much do you take home after everything's paid? What's your churn rate or your turnover rate? Well, how do you acquire customers? If you have employees, what is your revenue per employee? All of these things are really, really, really important when an investor is deciding, because they're looking at the history at this stage, right? They want to see the history of what is going on and whether or not this will be a good investment. Liquidity. How much cash does a company have on hand? The spending power, immediate spending power of the business. They want to see a rock solid business plan. They want to know your intended market with data to show why that is your market, your target market. We talk about that all the time on this show. You really need to go niche. You need to go niche. I mean, you could be a generalist if it's working for you. I don't recommend it. Everybody says there are riches and niches. Boy, is that the truth. You can get good at one thing and you can run with it. And we won't spend too much time on this, but you really need to have your market and have the data to show why this market is your target. So you need to analyze, like, do I want to go after restaurants? Do I want to go after contractors? Do I want to go after medical malpractice? Like, what do you want? And then show in numbers in the operating area that you want to operate in why that makes sense. Because if you're going after movie theaters and you live in the middle of nowhere, that's probably not a super good plan. Maybe farms and ranches are the better plan in that scenario. But you need to have the data to show why. You need to have marketing plans and goals with data to show why those plans will be effective. A lot of that's trial and error, right? We start to do it. Maybe we change one thing. It doesn't work. Change another thing. Maybe it doesn't work. Change another thing. Boom, it works. You have to play with these things. But you need to go back and look at your historical campaigns. Where did I write business? How much money did it take me to pour into this marketing campaign? And what was the return on that I saw? put all this stuff in your business plan. And, you know, as we said in previous episodes too, be prepared for your business plan to change. It needs to be, you know, kind of a moving deal that is flexible for you. They look for a unique idea. Clearly insurance is not a unique idea. Maybe the way you tackle it, the way you market it, the niche that you've chosen, maybe that is the unique idea. And that's going to be, you know, where the gold is. A market for your product or service. We just touched on this a couple minutes ago. The movie theater example. If you're in the middle of nowhere, movie theaters are a bad thing. If you are in a big city, maybe you're in New York City, maybe theater is a great idea if you have a lot of connections or whatever. But you need to make sure there's a market for what you are about to do. Number five, you need to have a strong narrative. They hear lots of pitches. So, you know, if you have a strong narrative as to why this is going to work, an investor would like it. And then you, as your investor, that'll give you the motivation to keep going. Number six, the background and experience. Look at your background. Would you invest in your idea? If you had $1 million sitting around, would you pour half of that into this idea with you at the head? So if you wouldn't do that, look at your past experience. I just got off the phone with a guy who was a maintenance coordinator for a school for many, many years. He retired, started his own handyman service because that's what he's done. So what is in your background that makes you a unique fit for the niche that you're wanting to do? Number seven, a passion for solving customer problems. Almost everybody I quote, I try to remember to ask them. I really should put this on my questionnaire. I try to remember to ask them, what's going on? Are you unhappy with your agent? Looking for better pricing? Don't have any insurance at all? Like, what's the story as to why you're shopping? If you can notate your files and you know what this person's past issue was, you can solve their problems. You can create a raving fan base. Business readiness is number eight. It says many people have great business ideas, but not many people have the drive to shape those ideas into working financially viable business. So you need to be able to execute on everything that you're setting up to do. Keep things moving. Work hard. You're going to have lots of different balls in the air. You need to be able to keep juggling them all. And number nine, a good reason for the investment. Clearly, we all have that, right? You're listening to this podcast. You got your insurance license. You've opened up an agency. You've done these different things. That is a good reason for this investment, for you thinking like an investor. And then you need to have a clear investment structure. You need to show everything that you're going to do. You need to be able to prove that the money allocation that you have made, you're not just kind of throwing around willy-nilly. You actually have a plan on what, you know, you are going to be doing with your business, and then execute on that stuff day after day after day. This has been your daily insurance meditation.